welcome again to another episode of Everyday Black History. Now, today on Everyday Black History, we're going to be highlighting a man who's pretty elusive. It's kind of hard to find information on him, no matter where you look, but he's an African-American inventor by the name of Phillip Brooks. And Phillip Brooks invented the disposable syringe, in which he received the patent for it on April 9th, 1974. We know what syringes are for, but it's a simple pump consisting of a plunger that fits tightly in a tube. The plunger can be pulled and pushed along inside a cylindrical tube, allowing the syringe to take in and expel a fluid or a liquid or a gas into through in the orifice of the end of a tube, and it may be fitted with a hypodermic needle, a nozzle, or tubing to help direct the flow into and out of the barrel. They're used, as we know, to administer injections, intravenous drugs to the bloodstream, and apply compounds such as glue or lubricant, or even to measure liquids. It can be used in the medical field. It can be used in the construction field. The disposable syringe has a lot of different uses all across the board. Now, of course, there were other people who invented syringes and have patents for it, but Phillip Brooks' invention for the disposable syringe made it so that companies and hospitals and doctors can save a lot of money, because you just throw away the one you use and you get a new one. You know, and he received the patent for that, as mentioned, April 9th, 1974. But like I said, there's not a lot of information on him. We know that he was born in Kansas. We don't know when he was born or when he died or anything like that. But we just wanted to highlight him for his contribution to Black history and just history in general, because his invention made it easy and it was helpful for a lot of people. You know, many people who need to get their food fed through tubes or IVs, things like that. You know, his disposable syringe that he invented made it easier for those to be implemented. So we thank you for your contribution to Black history, and we salute you for it. So that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History, a nice quick one for you. Just some history that we always want to share about our Black men and women who contributed so much to our way of life. So stay tuned for the next episode. And like I always say, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Everyday Black History. And we'll be coming at you with more information. So stay tuned for the next episode.